The people of Diyala protested on Monday to show their opposition to the presence of the armed anti-Iranian group in their province. The protesters carried banners with anti-Mujahideen Khalq organization slogans and shouted yes, yes to sovereignty, no, no to terror. The organizers urged the government to expel the MKO members from Iraqi soil, stressing that the presence of the MKO in the country is no longer tolerated. They also want government to evacuate Camp Ashraf as soon as possible, urging that those who attacked security forces find it much easier to target the defenseless civilians. The governor of the province condemned the presence of MKO as illegal and in breach of Iraq's sovereignty, adding that their attack on the Iraqi security forces means they are not showing respect for the Iraqi government and its constitution.
We urge the Iraqi government to expel the MKO from our province as their presence is against the law.
The residents of Diyala who have had an uneasy relationship with the MKO hope the group will leave their province for good and demand that the government not delay expulsion of its members any longer.
We want the MKO out of our city. They have harmed the residents of this area and the villages around their camp for many years, and now they attack the Iraqi security forces.
Present at the protest were a number of policemen who were injured in clashes with MKO members. According to the policemen, the camp residents attacked the new police station on Sunday using arrows and stones.
Yesterday, the MKO members attacked us and I was injured. They did it for no reason. Everything was normal. Suddenly, they started to protest and throw stones.
Iranian officials have promised amnesty to any members who voluntarily return, and about 250 have taken them up on the offer so far. A 2005 report by Human Rights Watch reported the use of torture and detention of MKO members who expressed criticism or wished to leave the group at Camp Ashraf. The MKO is listed as a terrorist organization by the US and Canada. It was recently removed from the category by the European Union. The group is especially notorious in Iran for siding with former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein during the 1980-1988 Iran-Iraq War.
Expelling the MKO organization from Iraq has become a public demand, and protesters today are voicing their demand to the Iraqi government to evacuate Camp Ashraf as soon as possible. Wissam Albayati, Press TV, from Al Khalsa province in Diyala.